ओम शांति। वी विल रिवाइज संडेज अव्यक्त मुरली। वी ऑलरेडी सीन दिस मुरली एट लेंथ एंड डिस्कस फ्यू एस्पेक्ट्स, बट अगेन विल ट्राई टू सी दिस मुरली इन अ डिफरेंट लाइट। बाबा ऑफन टॉक्स अबाउट एट पावर्स, अष्ट शक्ति। सो इन दिस मुरली ऑल्सो सम एट डिफरेंट पावर्स आर मेंशन्ड। Baba has not exactly said that they are powers in that murli, but we will consider them as power and churn the murli and contemplate on it. If you see the entire murli, it's about being the children of bestower and giving cooperation. That's what Baba said. So we will see eight different powers from this murli. First power, that is the power of place. Power of place. Baba said, you must know the importance of this place. This place is not an ordinary place. This is a very powerful place. Just as father is staying, he is highest on high. He is staying in that highest, on that highest plane, and everybody's vision is fixed on that. You also are staying in this highest of highest land, and everybody is looking at this place. But a time will come when the entire world, all the worldlings, all the souls of the world would come here seeking which is that place, which is that place, which is that final destination, which is that final corner, which is that ultimate place. And this is that place. So never in your mind belittle the importance of this place. The place where you are staying, this is probably the highest, the holiest, the purest place in the whole world. So when we know the importance of this place, automatically our mindset changes. Baba said this is land of transformation. If you come here, you should go transformed. It's not that you come with one particular set of emotions, feelings, difficulties, problems, and you go back in the similar manner. No. If you come with the attitude that this is the holiest land, if this is the land of transformation, and nobody who enters this place would remain untransformed. Just as in the path of devotion, you know that this particular place has divine healing power. So many people go there. They take their children, those who suffer from incurable diseases, like they go to the funeral or this grave of saints. It is actually the faith healing it is known as. If you have a strong faith in one particular place, and if you go to that place with that much faith that if I go to this place, my disease would perhaps be cured, the same thing will happen. Actually, the principle of subconscious mind. In foreign countries, there is a place, Hordes. That place, so many people go, so many chronic diseases and patients who suffer from paralysis, they go and they get healed. Why? That place actually doesn't have anything, but it is the power of your own mind. It's the subconscious mind. So when you prepare your mind in that manner, I am telling even for those who are staying here, one is four great places of Madhuban, and another is your room where you stay. So even while staying in the Madhuban, you should have the attitude that these four places are places of transformation, the places of great pilgrimage. And if I enter there, I will get some solution. This particular sanskar, which is not leaving me, that perhaps will leave me. Baba said, just as if suppose somebody is digging and all of a sudden that person finds some treasure, he gets so happy. In the similar manner, this Madhuban, this land of imperishable attainments, is a treasure, hidden treasure. So we need to change our... Why? Because this is the place from where this entire sacrificial fire started. Because this is the place where the first man, Adidev, did tapasya. Because this is the man, this is the place where he attained the stage of perfection. Because this is the place where dadis, all dadis, they did tapasya here. So, this is the land of transformation. This is the land where each and every iota, every particle of dust is steeped in purity, is filled with eternal power. That's why Baba said, this is a pilgrimage, greatest pilgrimage. So if I come here, I should go transformed. Power of place, first. Second is the power of behavior. Power of behavior. Baba is comparing behavior with hall. Because in Hindi, hal and chal, they are similar words. They are rhyming. Baba loves to use rhyme. He is the greatest poet. He is the poet of poets. Poet of poets. So he loves to use rhyming. And he loves to talk with the present context. Recently the hall has been inaugurated on 18th January 1983. And this Murli is of 26th January, Republic Day. And Baba is saying, in that hall, you had a map. You should have a map of your behavior. One. Second, that map you inaugurated, when are you going to inaugurate new behavior? For that inauguration you did rehearsal. When are you going to do rehearsal for this behavior? That hall you made broad and unlimited. When are you going to make your behavior broad and unlimited? That hall, you had engineers and you had laborers. Engineers, they used their intellect, they prepared plans, and those laborers, they enacted that into action. Here, engineer in fact is your intellect. And your actions, they should be unique, vichitra. When are you going to make, this laborer should work. It's not that only engineers, when the two people meet, they both should work together and then there would be success, otherwise it would not be. That hall has got capacity of 3000. So your behavior should be Trimurti. What is that Trimurti behavior? Brahma, Vishnu, Shankar. So, like Brahma, you have to become Karma Yogi. Yesterday's Murli Baba said, you all are Karma Yogis. Whilst on doing karma, you are having your intellect's yoga with Shiv Baba. Only if you become Karma Yogi, you are not sitting yogi. You are Karma Yogi. You have to do karma, because without that your sins are not going to get absolved. So, like Brahma, become Karma Yogi. You cannot say that, I want some time for doing tapasya. I will retire, I will rest, give me leave for 7 days. You will never get that leave. Do everything, and while doing that, you continue your tapasya. You should be busy with everything. And still the flame of tapasya should remain ignited within the heart. So, Karma Yogi like Brahma. Second, Vishnu, he gives sustenance. How long you are going to take sustenance? Now give sustenance. With love, with power. All the new souls who come, you have to give sustenance to them. Third, you have to become tapasvi, like Shankar. So your behavior should be Karma Yogi, your behavior should be the one who is sustainer, and your behavior should be the one, like one who is giving palna, sustenance. This is the newness, this is the thing Baba wants, in contrast to hall. Hall you did that? No. Hall there is an interior decoration you should have. Your behavior should be decorated. You should have good audio system. You should have good AC. Everything should be cooling system. Everything. Whatever you can think of the hall, think of your intellect. Think of your behavior, your temperament, how you carry yourself in the world. So that is second power. Power of behavior. Third power. Power of cooperation. Baba doesn't want gross cooperation now. He has so many souls. Gross servers are so many. He wants subtle servers. And what these subtle servers will do, if there is any spoiled tasks, if there is any spoiled mood, if there is any spoiled action, you put right with your good wishes. This is actually, in fact, the greatest work. If somebody's mood is spoiled, how do we rectify, correct that mood? If somebody's actions are spoiled, if somebody's some sanskar is spoiled, these are actually the greatest tasks, and one should actually churn more on this topic, because Baba is telling to give cooperation in transforming this. Other person is having spoiled mood. What are you going to do? Tell me. Send them good wishes, but is that going to just bring them back to that vibrant mood? Give them company. Yeah, you have to sometimes give them company. And Nagaraj Bhai, I have seen, he is doing that very well, many times. To give company, you will have to give time, you will have to give company, you will have to move around with them, you have to chit-chat with them, you have to talk with them, because at present they are not in any state to hear your sermon. They don't want your speech. You can teach them, you can guide them, you can tell them, do this. Why you have to do it like this? Baba has told to stay happy. Dance of happiness. But how? They don't want. Probably they want some good food. Probably they want some touring, some sighting, some excursion. Something they want like this. Something very gross that will elevate their mood. Something, probably change of place they want. Probably change of work they want. Probably some entertainment they want. Probably they want something which they are not getting here. Something more, something extra. That is how you can help somebody. You can play with them. You can involve them into play. Something. You will have to do something. If you really want to, that their mood should become okay. If you are happy that they are unhappy, then that is a different thing. But one thing is that if you go and try to pull them up out, don't you get fallen yourself. Because you know, a person with black mood, person with dark moods, they have strong vibrations. And if you are not very strong, they can pull you. And you both will cry together then. You had gone to save him, now you both are in prison, crying together. This should not happen. That's why best thing is send vibrations from distance. If it is not possible for you to go to near that person. Because that person, every depressed person, every person with strong negative tendencies, every person with thoughts of, you know, that life has become meaningless. All negativities. So, first thing is you have to preserve yourself. If you enter that orbit, that circle, probably you have to be so strong that you can go and pull him back. Otherwise you will be like that Abhimanyu who would enter but he couldn't come back. You will meet the fate of Abhimanyu, who knew how to enter the Chakravyuh, but he couldn't come out. So that is also a person of bad mood, is also a sort of Chakravyuh. So if you feel you are very confident, you have very strong vibrations, and if you feel that you can pull him like this out, then only dare venture to go inside. Otherwise, send vibrations. Bad mood. Spoiled task. Baba said, you should check, you should send good, with good wishes, you correct, put right spoiled tasks. But one thing is that those that is spoiled. Now, new things should not happen. That you have to take care. And how not now to repent over it, grief reaction and all those things, that repentance. You have to pull the person out of that task. And sanskar, this is the most difficult. Somebody's sanskars are spoiled. How are you going to correct? Because you try to go and correct his sanskar, probably your own some unknown sanskars emerge. And you come in conflict with that. His sanskar. Two sanskars, they strike. And we had gone with good wishes to correct him, but we are lost. So, this is a very subtle subject. You can churn, think, contemplate, reflect on this. This is the power of cooperation. This power Baba wants. Don't say, he is like that, he said this, he said that. Now, what is to be done? You tell. Show it, Baba said. Don't just say it should be done like this. Don't give lectures. Don't give sermons. Don't deliver bombastic lectures on Srimad. Everybody likes to give lectures on Srimad, you know. This is a favorite topic. Because that shows that you know things. Third power. Second? Or third? Third. Fourth power. Power of service. Power of service. Baba said, you serve and you will get everything. You serve, all attendants would come to you. You serve and this your star of fortune will sparkle on your forehead. You serve, you will get everything. All attendments. And when you are having all attendments, automatically you become satisfied. The best solution, panacea, the best cure for all the illnesses, mental illnesses, is service. When you don't feel like to churn knowledge, when you don't feel like to read Murli or listen Murli, when you don't feel like to do yoga, best is start doing service. Start explaining knowledge, relating knowledge to others. Gross things. Go to kitchen and start cutting vegetables and other things. Anything for that matter. Help somebody, drop somebody somewhere. Anything you can think of. Go to the hospital, unknown hospital, and hand over one rose flower to each and every patient. You don't know any one of them. Just give them. Give an apple to each one of them and come back. I'm quite sure that I've seen people come in hospital. They just distribute apple and go away. And they don't, and we don't know who are they. And they have no relatives there. No patient of their own. Nothing. They just came. And you will feel happiness. Because this is a good deed, good act. You go to any hospital, mental hospital, leprosy hospital, or any hospital. Go there, distribute something and come back. Help somebody. Helping others. That makes you happy. So this is the power of service. Subtle, gross, both. Any service that could be. Okay? Take those slogan cards and just give the slogan cards. Okay. Then power of service. Okay. Next power is power of safety. Power of safety. If you know particular person's sanskar, okay, don't strike. Don't come into friction. Don't be at loggerheads with that person. Step away. Kinara. Baba said, step away. You are knowledgeable. You know each other. And rather, if you don't know, you must. At least those leaves who are near. This is a tree. And all those leaves who are near about, you should know all those things, please. So you should never have that, you know, quarrel sort of things. Conflicts, quarrels, bickering, brawl, all those small things that happen, misunderstanding. Step away. It's better. Because if you do that, that person will also remain safe. You know that some person is very sensitive. Okay? Even if you say one thing, that person is going to get unhappy. If suppose one person, A, is sensitive and A has committed a mistake. Now B knows that A is sensitive. But still, if he says, why you did that? And then A is gone. For 2 days, depressed. He will not talk. He or she. So when you know somebody's sanskar, or if you don't know, first know their sanskar. It is not that we are seeing their faults. It's not that. We have to know, because you have to stay with them. So we have to know all of their sanskars. This person is sensitive. This person is thick-skinned. This is arrogant. This is humble. This is actually, I am not saying to see their faults. But then we should know their sanskars. So that, because we have to interact with them on and off. Time and again we have to meet them. So, power of safety. Try to remain safe. Before saving others, save yourself. First, before world transformation, self-transformation. Before service of the world, self-service. Because if you are not safe, like doctor, doctors sometimes, you know, they have to interact with a lot of tuberculosis patients, all contagious diseases. So they have to keep themselves safe. Otherwise they will contract diseases. they will contract diseases when there is epidemic and all those. You have to wear so many things, protective devices, personal protective devices, personal protective equipments, they are known as. So you should also, first of all, you have to remain safe. Then only you can save the world. You have to become...
That's the first rule of safety.
Without serving, keeping yourself safe, how can you save others? A fire is there, you go inside, and you are burnt. Along with those who are burning already. What is the point? If you want them to be saved, you have to keep yourself protected. So power of safety. Next, power of attainments. Baba said in Madhuban, you have got all attainments, subtle and gross. You don't have to strive. You don't have to work. You have got double income here. You have got double sustenance. You have got double service. Everything is here with you. Attainments. So, the power of attainment. You keep on swinging in that swing of attainment. Keep on swinging in that swing of attainment. Dare not step your foot on the ground. Keep yourself off the ground. In Hindi, two words are similar. Jhule and bhule. Plural of both. Not the singular. Plural. Even the plural of that. Jhule and bhule. Because if you come down from that swing of that jhula, you will start seeing your mistakes and others' mistakes. Bhule. That will happen. So that's why keep on swinging in this thing of attainments. I have everything. Baba has given me everything. This thought, even if you don't have everything, everything will come to you. This is the law of attraction. If you keep this thought with you, I have everything, I have everything, I have everything. Baba has given me everything. So Baba will give you everything. But if you say, I don't have this, I don't have this, this person has got, this person has got, she has got, that person has got, he is giving good speeches, he is doing great service, I am not doing great service, that pushes your mind into that state of despondency, that despair, spiritual despair. So, always say, Baba, you have given me everything. I have everything with me. I have everything and Baba has given me everything. I don't need anything. I don't need anything. There is a very beautiful Hindi poem, Agnipath, by Harivansh Rai Bachchan, where he says, Agnipath, Agnipath, Agnipath. He says, those trees are so many here, but I will not beg for the shade of even a single leaf. I don't want to beg. I don't want to beg for the shade of even a single leaf. That should be non-begging attitude. Why should we beg? You are children of king, not beggars. Amritasya putra. Why you are begging? You are children of king, not beggars. You are not master beggars. You are master kings. Throw away that begging bowl. Always carrying here, there. Why you want that? Katora. Throw it. Let it vanish into thin air forever. So, power of attainment. Six or seven finished?
Seven.
This is seventh?
No.
This is sixth? Six finished. Seventh, power of... Tell me. Power of satisfaction. Contentment. Baba has said, are you contented? Do you have that feeling of mehsusta, of some deficiency? Contentment is a divine virtue, a great virtue. Stay contented everywhere. Whatever chance, fate, destiny, drama brings to you, accept it with love. If it is a disease, incurable disease, accept it. If it is misfortune, still accept it. If it is that you have become, everything is, you have become bankrupt. He knows. Every condition, every situation, every paper is coming to teach you something. Learn from that thing. If people have become hostile all of a sudden, there is some lesson from that hostility also. Learning everything. So power of satisfaction and the last power. What is that you tell me now from Sunday's Murli? And then we'll finish the class. Power of service, we said. Power of attainment, we said. power of attainment we said, power of service we said, power of cooperation we said, then power of intellect. That is already done. Intellect is done. Then power of last power from that Murli. That we already said, safety. What? Cooperation we said already. That is coming in 7. 8th one I am asking. Power of? Where it is? The word has not come in the Murli. Where is it? Which is the last power? You can go for expansion, you can go. But let the points be there, from there. You can expand it, you can throw them in the universe, everywhere. And collect the chintan from there, churning. Power to merge, where it has come in Murli? Power of humility. Power of humility, power of humility. Baba said, don't bring this, I have done this. If you open this door of Aya, Maya will enter. I have power of humility. Power of being an instrument. If you say I, all that you have done will be finished. All that you have done, water. Everything, water will go over there. So power of humility. Be humble. As much as the progress in spirituality, the barometer is humility. The barometer is humility. If you are becoming spiritually advanced, at the same time you are becoming arrogant. That is not the mark of a spiritual person. It's the equation. It is a spiritual mathematics. It's different. Okay? So these are the 8 powers. First, power of place. Second, power of behavior. Third, power of cooperation. Fourth, power of attainments. Fifth, sixth, power of satisfaction. Power of safety. Power of attainment, satisfaction. And power of humility. Om Shanti.